Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Over the weekend, guess what? That's right. Daddy retained the title. Still in the echoes of the stratosphere, you can probably hear Bruce Buffer's voice echoing across canola fields, skyscrapers, the Terror Dome, all sorts of locations across the planet. And still, the heavyweight champion of roasting in all of Canada, Uncle Hack. And the fucking crowd just... going nuts. That's right. Despite all the trials, all the tribulations to ensure that Hack isn't the champion no more, you know? Numerous people trying to make sure that the event didn't take place. Trying to get in my head, screw with me. I'm starting to think that somebody was behind the scenes trying to pull some strings, try to mess with me. Probably a Vince McMahon move on Brett Forte's behalf. Tapped into the TikTok algorithm just to mess with me and what I'm doing out there when it comes to roast battles. But yes, I retained the title over the weekend. It is great at the mountaintop. Not too many people in my position right now that can look down and confidently say that every joke that they have is punching down. When you're the champ, when you're King Tut of Shit Talk Mountain, every joke that you have is essentially punching down at this moment in time. And I apologize in advance. I know it's tough when you're looking up at the king and you think that he's talking down to you. I look at you as equals. Keep in mind, this title behind me, and for the listeners, this 30 pounds of platinum wrapped in gold that I've earned and acquired through the years of shit-talking on the internet, to then taking it to the stage and learning the art form of true chirping. This even dates back to, you know, when we were gliding across the ice in the wonderful barn of Tabor, Alberta, as a midget, a most valuable player, I will add. That is when it all began. That is when the trash talking all began, and it got me to a place where I'm a champion now of trash talk, which is a beautiful thing. I got to thank a lot of you for putting trust in me, putting the time and effort into appreciating the mouth of the South. It is greatly appreciated, the love and respect that I receive from the many people that listen to this podcast, the many people that watch the content. Without you, there is no Roast Battle Championship. So give it up for yourselves as well. Oh, that's got to feel good driving in the truck, knowing that not only, see, many comedians, many other champions would put it on themselves. I did this. It was all me. No help from other people, no other trainers, coaches, nothing. It was all me. I got the ring. I got the ship. I got the strap. Not me. Not in this era of nonsense. It takes a tribe of people to acquire such greatness, okay? And that right there, the Roast Battle Championship, is not only mine, but yours. For being there in my dark times. Okay, this is a true champion speech right here, you know? This sounds like it could be something that a university would get for its graduate students, you know, when they always get like a celebrity to slide in and then they give this bullshit response that everybody, oh my God, that was so beautiful. I can't believe it. And they just kiss the ground that they walk on because there's somebody successful in front of him, even though like the odds of that happening in their life is very minimal, right? Most of us are going to be mediocre in our lives. And success isn't quite valued to everybody in terms of how big your bank account is. Accomplishments can be accredited to success, all right? And this is something right here, all right? Many, many great roasters have touched this belt. The five-time champion, Sam Walker, right? Dan Frazier, the guy that I beat on the weekend, is an ex-champion, all right? So to defend the title against an ex-champion, it means something, okay? Maybe not to everybody, and I understand that. Not everybody's going to give a shit about the Roast Battle Championship, okay? Similar to female sports, right? Not everybody's going to take time out of their day to watch the WNBA. We know it's there. We know it exists. But, well...
Come on, man.
I got a few new sounds on the pad today, so it could get interesting. With that being said, a lot of things happening here in Canada. One specifically that took place is the Pope touched down here in Edmonton to give a speech apologizing about residential schools. Now, before I get into that, I know, first off, Hack, you already made a joke that could be deemed making fun of residential. I wasn't making fun of residential schools. In fact, I'm quite against the Catholic Church. I was never a fan of it. My mother, however, is not a fan either. So it passed down. We had a pastor. See, this is funny. We had a pastor. So things happened in my mom and dad's relationship, and I don't want to get into their problems because that's theirs and I don't need to discuss them on them, but which caused a divorce, all right? Caused a divorce. And the pastor at our church then took my mom aside once he heard the news that there was a divorce happening and told her she needs to fix the marriage and keep it alive because it's against the Catholic Church. You know, divorce is... It gave this big, long-winded speech, and that day moving forward is when my mother decided that we no longer have to go to church on Sunday, which I was against, okay? I was a good Catholic boy. I was heading on the straight and narrow. Why can't we go to church? I'm kidding. Thank God. Now, you know, Pastor Paul won't show me his special pepperoni stick anymore. This is great. Sunday school for the fools. But like I said, I recognize the history of it all, okay? Not a good thing. Not a good look on the Catholic Church. In fact, they do a lot of things that don't really give them a bright light. You know, the good Lord, he's probably looking down and being like, Jesus Christ, what else did you guys get up to? The all-seeing God himself still loves you, no matter what. Just repent your sins in a booth in the back of the church where Pope Francis can masturbate to the evil things that you did. Be like, oh yeah, tell me more about the evil shit you don't know. But that old sack of bones, I get it. For some people, this is closure on what's happening. Right? This is closure. This is something that can help them move forward in their life, which is great. Happy for them. But it is... See, the only way I could think about this, it'd be like, we're all familiar with the past of Chris Benoit, professional wrestler from here in Edmonton. I'm using a local reference for those. And even I would imagine that a lot of gentlemen that listened to this podcast while growing up were also wrestling fans. And the Crippler... Although having a wonderful career inside of the World Wrestling Federation, outside of the ring, a little bit darker past, if you will. You know, the story didn't quite end the way we all would anticipate ours to end, right? Now, whether or not there are conspiracy theories out there trying to debunk that he did not do that. But regardless, it's in the media and we'll go off of that narrative. Okay. Let's say Chris Benoit lives, murdered his whole family, right? Murdered his whole family. And then years later, decides that he's going to go to his ex-sister-in-law's place. Okay? He decides that he's going to go to his ex-sister-in-law's place, but prior to going there, he requires them to pour a brand new driveway, brand new concrete driveway. That's kind of what's happening here. Let me dive in. So the Pope is coming here and there was $50 million worth of road construction done. So that way he can glide that old crypt keeper fucking hearse with his somewhat alive body inside it out to the location to then deliver an apology, which the apology is like kind of horseshit. You know, it's kind of horseshit. And I don't mean like apologizing on now from what I've watched and what I've gathered, there are still some people that are rather upset over the apology. Okay. They're still rather upset over the apology that took place due to the fact that he was just apologizing on his behalf rather than the Catholic Church's, which I think it's such a fucking, you know, those are some big waves. I'm a white boy. I shouldn't be talking about this, but we should be talking about it because I think it's all happy horse shit. You know, it is all happy horse shit. It's some people are going to get closure out of this. Some people are going to be able to move on from it. I just find it just completely ridiculous that one of the requests, you know, was that these are the conditions that need to be taken for him to show his old decrepit ass up and just kind of say a few words and we'll move on. That's the expectation, but he needs the roads done. Listen, the Pope needs the roads done. There needs to be some reconciliation on the roads. And then he's going to come out and say his horse shit and everything's going to be A-okay. We're just going to move the fuck on, which I can't wrap my head around that. You know, I can't wrap my head around that. I don't know why. I have zero explanation on why I look at this and it doesn't anger me, but I look at it and be like, what the fuck is the point of this? You know, it's for him to come over, and I don't mean like what's the point of him coming over and apologizing. What I mean is what's the point of this asshole coming over here and just saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Like what his words, it's this horseshit. It's smoke and mirrors is what it is. It's like when you see Trudeau get up and apologize on behalf of, you know, this happening, this event took place in 1850 and I'm apologizing on behalf, like it just makes it go away, right? Because I will say, yes, regardless of what you think of me, whether you heard my roast joke towards Alicia Snyder, which I used a certain event to then make fun of her, I wasn't making fun of the event, and you can take whatever you want and however you take that joke is however you take that joke, but I wasn't pointing and laughing at residential schools with that roast joke. And I feel like it's even worse that I got to sit here and try and explain myself over it. I was making fun of her being a whore, which that's what I was making fun of, and recognizing a horrific event and comparing it to her. Is that a good thing? I don't know. I'm also mentally retarded, so I wouldn't take what I say verbatim. Verbatim, that's a dumb way to put it. I wouldn't take what I say as holy gospel, if you will, and that I have a moral compass pointing straight north, and I'm able to recognize all these situations and know how to perfectly get out of it. But I do look at this, the Catholic Church coming over and just saying some horse shit, like it's all supposed to go away. It's that suit and tie, dumbass apology. There's no feel to it. There's no, like, you know, there's no sincerity, I find. It's just like, we got to go over and do this so that way some people might not be mad at me no more, which I can't wrap my head around it. Because I genuinely, after watching it, feel there's no sincerity. Now I get it. Well, what do you mean? You fucking talking about feelings and everything like a pussy? Yes, kind of. You know, you can tell when somebody actually means something. And this just seems like they propped up the Crypt Keeper for a weekend at Bernie's just to try and smooth everything over. But there was requirements in front of that. That's what fucking blows my mind. This guy got up off his ass for the split second to get in the wheelchair and carted to the airport to fly over here, only to have, these are my requirements before even getting there. It's crazy. It just seems like happy horse shit. That's all it is. It's happy horse shit. Big Trudy showed up. What's that conservative native fella who's in, I believe he runs in, he's an Alberta conservative. Is he MP? I can't remember what he is. But he completely blew him off on a handshake, you know? So that tells you it's happy horse shit. It's happy horse shit. There's tons of problems that could have been solved with $50 million rather than paving a road for the fucking, for a weekend at Bernie's is what I'm getting at. And that's like I said, this is waves. I'm taking on some waves by even talking about this right now, especially what happened last week, you know? Just hear me out. I'm not saying that the apology isn't needed for some people with closure or, you know, something, a step forward in moving on in their lives and becoming a better person or whatever they need to get going again. I'm not saying that isn't, but it isn't a good thing that could come out of this, right? By shipping over the Crypt Keeper and coming in, you know, showing his fucking molded mug. That goddamn lizard man getting carted around in his little wheelchair. But I'm just saying, like, the sincerity of, like, when they put the headdress on him, I like, again, not laughing at culture, okay? I'm laughing because it looked hilarious when they plopped that headdress on his head. It looked like if you took your grandpa to like Montana's and got them to sing happy birthday, you know how they put like a weird hat on him? And then they're like, happy, 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 happy birthday. It looked something similar to that. Like he just kind of floating around. You got this Joe Biden look on his face. Like, what the hell is going on here? Not a clue what's happening around him. He's just there to show face. Hopefully shake some hands. Wipe some tears. Do the sign of the cross at a few graves. And hear some stories of like family members. And what's happened to some people inside of these schools. But it's just like, it's wild to me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't apologize. It is just crazy that this is such a low form of trying to give a shit, you know, trying to give a shit. But you can't say that, you know, you can't say these things because it just, because who knows why? It could be identity politics, whatever it may be. But it, as soon as you say something about it, the mob comes after you. Where I'm looking at this and it looks like horse shit. This Pope don't give a fuck. He's going to go back. The Catholic Church has done numerous things that are evil in this world. Okay? And they cover them up over and over and over again. And to come forward and pretend like this is supposed to just be like, we're good, blows my mind. I'm sorry. You know? I don't. Maybe next week I'll dive a little bit more into what is just irritating me. It has nothing to do with being like, oh, well, what? They're just saying all these things to this certain group of people, and what about me? It's not a what about me thing. It just seems like horse shit. That's all. It just seems like happy horse shit. Everybody's trying to just give these little pats on the back so you can move forward and feel a little bit better, you know, a little bit better about how things are going. But that's what's driving me nuts about it. Just the low hanging fruit right there. Lowest form of sincerity. Just pretended to give a shit. This just looks like a little vacation to get out of the Vatican for 10 days. I don't know. The response is almost similar to mine with even natives in fucking even other people that follow other religions, whoever it may be. But the response that I've read online, it seems to be similar. You know, it's like, oh, he didn't do anything. He didn't accomplish anything here. He just came and said, I'm sorry, moving on. You know, there was no discussions, no working with one another. Like, hey, what can we do here? You know, it's a little fucked up, a little bit of a rocky divorce here. You guys kind of got away with a lot. I am not a fan of the Catholic Church. I'll tell you that right now. Not a fan, one bit. I even went to a Catholic high school. That should tell you enough about me. But yes, the Pope has landed. And there's just, maybe I should move on from the topic, but it's, you see this. You see the expressions on their faces and it's just a bunch of suit and ties walking around smiling, being like, see, we do care. We do care. We're going to continue to collect tax-free money on everybody's behalf and funding some evil, devious behavior all across the planet. Isn't that nice? Say sorry one time and look at what we did. We fixed your roads at your cost. Ah. If that didn't happen, if we didn't come here, who knows how long those roads wouldn't have been fixed. It's horse shit. Happy horse shit. And speaking of happy horse shit and the Vatican in general, this is a great way to segue into this. You know, there's probably sex dungeons in the basement of the Vatican. We are, you know, you get into the QAnon conspiracies. And even, wasn't there that video of that kid trying to crawl out and he's ass naked trying to get the hell out of there? Video capture. Captured from a window at the Vatican, and that kid had like bed sheets, like he's a fucking escapee out of San Quentin in 1963. Bed sheets tied together, you know, the old classic escape route. Good on the kid for figuring that out, though. But there was that happened, captured on video, right? And with that, I feel like this is a great way to segue into this new topic that I got for you. And it's, me and the girlfriend have been sitting down watching this show. It's called How to Build a Sex Dungeon on Netflix. Quite interesting, I will say. But there's this old English bird. This old English lady who just needs to come. You know, everything. Oh, there's like sexual connotations attached to everything that's discussed. You know, I get it. It's the aspect, it's the nature of the show. It's exactly what we're trying to build sex dungeons and get people more sexual, you know, and these people come to her to create these fantasies. And it's hilarious because there's, first off, the crackers that are involved in this they kill me, you know. They kill me. And then they like put the most square black people in it, which is kind of funny because like, I know like there's some freaks out there, right? There's some freaks out there that come all in shapes, sizes, colors, religions, you name it. And it's hilarious that every black couple that we've watched up to like four episodes now, the black couples have just been like squares, no sex toys in the bedroom. You know, the one woman, there's one scene in the show that was hilarious where this woman says, while inside a sex toy store, an adult store, if you will, she says, I've never had an orgasm. And the guy's look on his face was just like, bitch,
Come on, man.
Exactly. The look on her face, or look on his face, sorry.
Come on, man.
If that was a facial expression, okay? He's behind her, daggers in the back of her head, like, are you fucking kidding me right now? This is going on Netflix. People are going to watch this. You're telling everybody, I can't make you come? Can't you just say that to me? Can't you just tell me that behind closed doors instead of making me look like a fool in front of fucking everybody, the camera crew, you name it. And he's just got to sit there and take it and be like, this big mouth bitch, you know, what else do I got to do around the house? I cut the lawn. I take the garbage out. I make sure the bills are paid. I get up in the morning so she can just lay her fat ass down in this goddamn bed. And she just couldn't even get off her ass to head down to the sex store by herself, get a vibrator, and knock her fucking clit off every other Sunday. So that way she can orgasm. But no, has to express it right here. Three cameras, and we're rolling. She says it right there. Boom, blam, out in the open. And I got to sit there in this pool of embarrassment and shame, waves of it crashing down upon me in front of a camera crew, which is probably dudes, because let's be real, some of the equipment that they use is quite heavy. So the cameramen running the shit are probably sitting there biting their cheeks, not to laugh. And this guy's just got to put his head down and be like, motherfucker. And this old English, you've never had an orgasm. Let's dig a little deeper into this subject. You've never had an orgasm? Oh, what you doing in the bedroom? Playing video games? Why don't you try butting her or mashing her little button instead? Here you are. We got to bring her down to the goddamn sex dungeon. Or build a little sex dungeon in me fucking bedroom. Tie her up, whip her. Tickle her with some feathers, run some velvet up her ass crack so that way her pussy can get a little wet. Why aren't you doing that there, gent? Why aren't you doing that there, sport? Hilarious. The poor guy just sitting there. I could feel the pain that man had inside of him, you know? Because that makes you sink 4 inches, you know what I mean? You hear some shit like that. You said that. Imagine she says that in front of your boys. They would never let that go. But instead, she said it on Netflix, on a Netflix series. Now he's got to sit in that for the rest of his life. That'd be a clip. It's a meme. Homeboy's going to be a fucking made a meme of him. How would you even deal with that? God damn. That would sting. It would sting. But the white people on it are hilarious because they're all freaks. They just found these freaks. First couple right out of the gate. What are you looking to do? Wow, we're looking to get one of those, I think it's called a St. Andrew's cross, I believe. One of those X boards that you can chain your lover to. Funny story. So as you know, I've been to a few sex clubs and there's two moments that stand out. They shine vividly imprinted in my memory bank for the rest of my days. Hilarious. And one moment was I went to this sex club in Calgary, Alberta one time, and there was this guy, and he was getting really into it. He has his wife up against it on the board, and all he has is a belt. He clearly doesn't know what he's doing, right? He's just beating the ever-living hell out of this poor lady that's tied up. And she seems to be liking it, but he then witnesses and sees that he's got a bit of an audience, right? And now he's getting a little show pony to him. And how he's dressed is quite funny. It looks like he's about to go to traffic court. You know those people that go to traffic court and their wedding clothes are like when they were fat? So the dress shirt's two sizes too big and the pants are a little small. Too fat. But the dress pants are from before he gained weight. And you just kind of keep them because you never know when a special event, well, he's dressed up like he's ready to go dancing on the town, okay? Ready to go take his boots moving on the town. Got his nice dress shirt on, dress pants, taking it out. He's got a nice little belt on. Wife tied up on the export, St. Andrew's Cross. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatchShop.com. for all your Danger Cats needs. All your tickets to upcoming shows, which one we will be heading to Smithers, BC, and also Prince George, just looking for a different venue at this point. We will be heading up there. Show is not canceled. We will definitely give the comedy that those up there wanted and deserve. We are also going to be at the comic strip at the end of the month here in August. I don't have exact dates in front of me because I am an idiot, but dangercatsshop.com for all t-shirts, hoodies, flags, accessories, all on the website that has been recently updated. So definitely head on over there to check it out and use the code podcast69 to receive 15% off your order today. Patreon.com/dangercat69. All our exclusive content is on there. Full roast battles. That's right. Volumes 1 through 4 are currently on there right now. Volume 40 of roast battles that Brett Forte has been running will be up there as well as soon as we get it edited and placed on the Patreon. Exclusive episodes of the Uncle Hack podcast. Plus, you get an exclusive Discord chat when you sign up on there. We thank you for being a subscriber if you already are. And extra episode of this podcast now airing on the Patreon, which will also be in video as well. Recently added. Anyways, back to the episode. And he becomes a little show pony-ish with it, right? Like he's giving her a little tap and she'd be like, ooh. Then he'd wind up and just lay that fucking leather belt right into her ass. And then he's getting spin moves into it. Like he's about to hit the electric slide into an ass slap with the leather belt. It was getting quite entertaining. I kicked my feet back and watched this guy for at least 5-10 minutes beat the hell out of his wife. Only for the fact, not because I'm some sort of masochist that wants to see pain in people. No, because this guy was putting on a show. He's hitting Michael Jackson moonwalks, swinging that thing back, and then... And like this poor lady, she wouldn't be able to sit for a week. And one guy that was kind of in the group that was watching, and he mentioned that he does that type of shit, you know, like one of those BDSM type whips, leathers, chains, restraints, really into that, knowledgeable in the whole genre of this type of foreplay or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And he is telling me, he goes, everything this guy is doing is wrong. All he's doing is just beating the hell out of his wife. And she's going, there should never be any blood. There is belt lines across her ass that are bleeding. He's like, there should never be any blood. And it's like, yeah, but do you hit spin moves and smack your wife on the ass like that? I don't think so. Do you do that? Do you put on a show like that? Or is it very central? This guy, he's looking to be the LeBron James of beating the hell out of his wife for sexual pleasure out here. Let him live. Let him be.
Come on, man.
I know. There it is. Which I still to this day have a good laugh about that. The second time I've ever witnessed somebody on one. It's a funny story. So we're in Vegas, and we're with a group of gentlemen that are taking us around the cities and giving us, showing us the real Vegas. Right? They live there. They know where all the hot spots are, all the funny shit that happens. You know, we're talking about the Vegas underbelly, not on the strip with all the tourists and all the glitz and glam and bullshit. No, I want to see the city for what it actually is on a day-to-day basis. We're not tourists with silly t-shirts on that say, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except for herpes. Thank you. So he takes us to this place and it's called the Green Room. Okay. The Green Room. So I'm thinking that it's going to be a nightclub of some sort, or, you know, we're about to go into one of these like fancy little local bars, you know, where they haven't renovated it since 1963, cardboard cutouts of Elvis in it, and the locals barely have enough teeth to chew a goddamn banana is what I'm expecting. So we go in and there's a cover charge. So I'm like, all right, must be a bumping party. Maybe it's something a little different. So we go inside there and, I paid, and then the guy says that's running the front. He goes, all right, there's four couples, both three or four single males and four single ladies in there right now. And I go, okay, I know where we are. So my buddy that I'm with, we go walking in. I was like, we're at a swingers club. He goes, what? He's like, yeah, we're at a swingers club. And he's like, how do you know that? I was like, because he just told us exactly what's here. And he's like, well, should we leave? I was like, well, we're in here. We just paid. We might as well check it out. So we go in and we're walking around, checking the place out. There's, you know, exactly what you would expect. Two-way mirrors. You can watch people piss. There's beds in the middle of the room where there's a couple kind of fucking around and everybody's sitting around watching them. Well, this couple then gets up. And they go to a different room where it's more of the BDSM restraints and, you know, saddles that you can lock somebody to. Then they take him and he's then tied to the St. Andrew's cross. I believe that's the right term for this thing. Whether or not it is, who cares? It's that for now. Anyways, he's tied to that with his dick hanging out. And this woman is then like, you know, running things over his body and it's very tantric like, and he's pretending, oh, there's like sensations taking over his body. Like he's about to see the Holy Ghost. Right. And then it gets to the pain portion. This is where it gets interesting. All right. She then reaches down and rings his dick like a fucking church bell. No word of a lie. And you can feel like, oh God, that looked painful. The fucking most hilarious thing ever is there is a old man, probably I'm going to shoot for the age range from 70 to 75, sitting probably 5 to 6 feet away from the action that's taking place. Okay. He is then watching with it just damn near a magnifying glass. He is not missing an inch of what's happening there. And this woman does it again. Ding! Church bells are ringing, daddy. Church bells are ringing. And then decides to walk away and just leave him there. Dick hanging out, humiliated. They must be into humiliation or whatever it may be. She leaves and is trying to find other females to come and inflict pain on him. Well, I looked beside me. My buddy is fucking dying laughing, and I'm trying to keep it together because it is hilarious. You know, you're watching this man. Now, pain is one thing, but getting your dick pulled on like it's a church bell's rope. Oh God, I couldn't even imagine. But anyways, sorry, I tailed off for a second to tell a little story on the podcast today. But these white people that are in there, you're using identity politics on the podcast. But it is hilarious because it's always, you see them and you expect exactly what's about to come out of their mouths. And yeah, the guy's like, yeah, I don't mind. The dude just like, yeah, I love a little anal play. So they're into like putting butt plugs in his ass and all this, these wild activities that take place, and it's hilarious that they've now evolved to being like, yeah, we need a designated room for this to happen in our house. A tiny little secret that's going to take place where the adults can slither downstairs and have a little fun. And I often, the first thought that I had, now I think that's great. Because the first that people are willing to go to that depths of sexuality to make sure that they tickle their fancy. Because you know what? We don't need more psychopaths. You know, get your rocks off. We got enough incels and Reddit threads happening. So if this is what you need to get your rocks off, by all means, build a little sex room. Hell, I'm even for that. I like freaks and geeks. They make me fucking feel good inside knowing that people are out there exploring these wild fantasies that they had stored in their head for numerous years. I think it's beautiful. I think it's great. And I think that... Gay! Thank you. That is exactly what needed to be said at that moment in that time. But now when you build this inside your house, now we all know what's going to happen maybe in the future, 5-10 years. We all know what's going to happen. Maybe you want to upgrade the house. Then what? You got to bring a realtor in to take photos, right? There's a little secret room downstairs. I just thought in my head, like, a realtor trying to sell their place, and then be like, well, we got a little something extra for you. I do recommend watching the show. It is quite funny. If you view it in that, if you're going in there to like get your nuts off, or I don't recommend that. There's some weird shit that went on. It was just a polyamorous couple. Okay. A polyamorous couple. There's like four dudes and I think three girls in it. They only showed the two women and the four guys. So there was the seventh decided to opt out and didn't want to be on the show, obviously. They're talking about what they want. And, you know, I'm thinking what you're probably thinking. Okay, they just want a big giant bed for them to all fuck on. Nope. Took a turn for honestly, I'd say the better. The girl says, well, I'm really into golden showers, so I'd love a drain in our sex dungeon so that way I can get pissed on. It was like, whoa, all right, this is my kind of party. Amen, brother. Yeah, I gave her a standing ovation is what I did, you know. Good for her. Good for her. These people all gathered together. And I remember, like, I was looking, we're laying in bed watching this. I looked at the old lady and all I could think of is to be like, listen, I love you, okay? I do. I love you. Gay. But if there's a fantasy in your head where you want me and five of my buddies to piss on you, please, let's keep that one under the hat for a minute here. Let me get to a place where I'm somewhat mentally stable before you drop that bomb on me, okay? Before we cross that bridge, can you please just do me a favor and not say it out loud? Just picture it. Watch videos, you know? Use a little bit of escapism just to get that one out of the system, okay? I don't need that right now. I respect whatever it is in your head that you want to do, but let's not that one for right now, okay? Give me a year. Give me a year or two. Let me process it. You know, don't just drop that hammer on me. Christ almighty. But the show is hilarious, you know. They're always talking like, oh, this secret little spot where we're all going to get down and dirty. And, well, it's not so secret anymore. You went and made a fucking episode on how to build a sex dungeon. Now, I wouldn't say it's so fucking secret already, or secret anymore. Pretty out there. There is a, let's bring up the trailer here. We'll watch that. Let's get into this. This is hilarious, you know? It's too...
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. Nice.
See
to
this you. Old British broad.
Come on in. Come on in. Thank you. Welcome. Oh, my Make yourself goodness. At home. Oh, wow. This is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Welcome.
So I understand you want a sex room.
That's why I'm here.
My name is Melanie Rose. For over 15 years, I've been designing high-end homes. So when a client asked me if I'd ever designed a sex room, I thought, why not? Why wouldn't I go and design a sex room?
I thought to myself, why wouldn't I want to tie up some pegs and whip them in front of my husband? Why wouldn't I want to shove a biscuit up a bastard's buttocks? Why the hell wouldn't I want to? Tea and crumpets, more like tea and hump this. Come on down to my little sex dungeon, and we'll have a wee old time.
Some people had some aggressive shit in there.
you know?
When people hear the word sex rooms, they concentrate on the word sex. And that connotates dirty, disgusting.
Wait a minute.
Don't give me some pussy tap.
Pussy tap. Don't give me some pussy tap. This is my kind of lady. This old broad right here, she is gassed up. What a fucking angel, I will say. What an angel of a woman. She just comes in there, storms. All right. And she'll lay down all these just whips, handcuffs, restraints, all sorts of sex toys in front of like very vanilla people, which is hilarious because they're just, their mind is blown. They took one couple to a dominatrix. Brilliant. The guy's eyes is just like, holy shit. It looked like somebody sewed a cock to the guy's head. And she's just, again, beating the hell out of this guy. Similar to the old church bells ringing on Christmas Eve. And they got to sit there and view this. The reactions are priceless. It is a great watch, I will say.
But when I design them, they can be beautiful.
No video games in here?
No, we're not playing video games in here.
Oh,
you're going to play with your wife instead.
See? They're doing this guy. This is the guy that I was talking about earlier. They're doing them dirty even. No video games in here? They had to put that in the commercial. Make this guy. No, you're going to play with your wife instead. Listen, Mary Pompous. Pack your fat caboose and head back to fucking London.
And they are places where couples can explore their deepest fantasies.
I would have never thought that being tied in rope would make me feel sexy.
You should try hanging from one. Oh, fuck.
Brilliant.
It's curiosity that is being unlocked.
I have a great general contractor. His name is Mike.
I didn't break nothing. It was the little guy.
I always like to make his life a little bit difficult. Can you lie in the bed, please?
Hey.
Looks so great. Come on.
It's hilarious. TV now is just like, this is peak television now. This is what's happening out there. We're trying to make some freaks. I'm for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm for it. I think too many of us like bottle it all inside, you know? Bottle it all inside. We don't speak about it enough and just like let it all out. You know, it'd probably fix a lot of marriages if you could just tie your wife up and like slap her pussy with a bullwhip. You know, just get that frustration out. You know how many times you probably sat there and thought in your head like, fuck me, if I could just beat the hell out of this woman and then maybe she's into it. And then it's a win-win. You know what? You're being an asshole today, honey. I want to tie you up and whip you in the ass. And we'll both get a little something out of this. You get the pleasure of pain, and I get the pleasure of giving you pain. You know? Where you been? Where you going? What you doing?
Off you go.
Some of these are wild.
Are you kidding me?
You were our angel of our marriage.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God. Yeah, the angel of marriage is a plump British woman who drops her fat ass down in various states across America, putting stripper poles in your bedroom. Brilliant, I will say. Ah, oh, God damn it. Where were we? Dropping. Yeah. We're just gonna slap together a little restraint here on the bed frame. And this little angel dropped right out of London. Right out of London.
Are you kidding me?
You were our angel of our marriage.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. They say you never know what goes on behind closed doors. Ooh, but I do.
How to build... Oh,
God, this is like Christmas. What a perfect bottom.
Yeah, see what I mean? This lady just...
And a beautiful flower.
Oh, shit. But I do... If you and the missus need something to watch, and you just like, because let's be honest, I don't know what your old lady watches, but mine watches a lot of Housewives and fucking RuPaul's Drag Race, and I can't quite get into it. I watch it and I make fun of it, which isn't, you know, what she wants. She wants me to accept the behavior of these people as for what it is. It's entertainment, but I like to sit there and roast the show and talk about all the dumb shit that's happening and that they're talking about, what they're bitching about, how these drag queens are dressed, because it is quite flamboyant and hilarious. But this right here is a wonderful show that you can sit back and maybe it might even open up a little door. You know what I'm saying? Huh? Maybe the back door. Huh? Huh? But it is funny to think, like, if a realtor, after they come and renovate a room to make this your sex dungeon, especially the poly couple that's on there that has the piss drain and you know, a seven-person shower that can be viewed from another room, you know, this is a lot to take in, especially, you know, maybe a Christian family's coming through and just looking to buy a house in a nice little neighborhood. Meanwhile, the freaks got a little something else for you downstairs, you know. Jesus didn't write about this in the Bible now, did he? But it is hilarious. Legends. Legends. A legend is an old British woman who then comes over to your house and fucking builds a restraint program for you to beat the hell out of your wife. Good for her. Oh, go back, you bastard. Okay, here we go. Let's get into this, okay? We got a little something for you. A little something extra for you today, lads. Legend of the week, okay? The headline, WPA FB scientist pushed contract to hire prostitute. Court documents allege. The U.S. Air Force is investigating a now-deceased Wright-Patterson Air Force Base scientist on suspicion of more than a dozen crimes. The scientist worked at the Air Force Research Laboratory and was accused of pushing a defense contractor to hire a prostitute with whom he was having a relationship with. News Center 7 is not naming the scientist because it was not immediately clear if the prosecutors ever charged him with a crime. On Wednesday, News Center 7, James Ryder dug through court documents outlining a pattern of behavior. The search warrant affidavit is from an Air Force Office of Special Investigations special agent. It details that in 2017, the scientist pressured a defense contractor to hire a prostitute for a technical job using a faked resume. My grandpa would be so proud of this guy. My grandpa, I was contemplating calling him and asking him what he thought about this, but I already know his answer. He goes, that's a brilliant move. I know what he would say. There's no sense calling him because I know the words. Listen, the old boy was a fan of these types of women that are offering sex for a transaction. And you know what? This is a beauty move in my mind. You know, does it possibly put the country at flight risk? Yes. Yes, it does. But this guy did it all because pussy is weakness. You know, sometimes you thank God, though. Hold on. There's a couple before I get into that. I should probably expand on the article. That's when the scientist told the contractor she was after hiring her. The defense contractor became frustrated with the lack of ability in the position. Or a lack of capability in the position. That's when the scientist told the contractor she was a prostitute. Then the scientist threatened the contractor, saying he would bring one of his many guns and end it all. America, land of the free. Nothing a little violence to keep everybody in check, okay? Don't go running your lips because I might get a little crazy. The affidavit says the scientist also kept a spreadsheet on his government-issued laptop detailing prostitutes in various cities around the U.S. he used for sex while on official U.S. government travel. It also states that many of the 27 women listed were foreign nationals from countries considered U.S. national security concerns. You know? What did you expect? Okay? How else are you going to... God bless... See, that... Try and find that type of patriotism here. That's another reason I wanted to talk about that article right here, right now, is try and find that type of patriotism here in Canada. You can't. Impossible. You would never get that here in Canada. Someone so deeply rooted in patriotism, she's willing to put her pussy on the line to get the information needed to make sure that that country is one step ahead. Okay? To put the whole country on standstill because information is being leaked, because you were willing. See, that's, ladies, that's what you got to understand, okay? That's what you got to understand. You can use that thing to accomplish great things, to move forward your country. But instead, no, not here. Not in Canada. Not in Canada. Pussy is a privilege. And not to be used in such way to depreciate the value of it. If anything, that those 27 women probably have a medal of goddamn honor back in their home country. I wish they had list a few so we could really get a taste of like where they're from, what they're up to, what they're doing, you know? What a couple Russian spies. More like spreading thighs. Oops. Yeah, that's exactly what that one deserves. Eventually, this woman would go on to work for another contractor. When that happened, the original contractor's $250,000 research grant was reduced to $100,000. That money then went to the second company to pay her for her salary, the affidavit said. You shitting me? 150 G's? Whoa. I don't even know what my dick would be worth. $2,500 for the year. Jesus. The affidavit lists several federal citations, including prostitution near military establishments, false, fictitious, or fraudulent claims, embezzlement or misuse of government property, and extortion by officers or employees of the United States, among others. Story continues. Reached out, prosecutor. We asked if prosecutors ever filed any charges about any disciplinary actions that could have happened. This story will be updated as we continue. See, these are the reason I wanted to bring this article up. The reason I wanted to talk about this article is for many reasons, okay? Many reasons. See, the things that, you know, they say that chivalry is dead, right? They say that it's dead. It's gone. It's a thing of the past, which is obviously false. This man put his job on the line, put his countrymen's lives on the line to ensure that this woman was not only getting a handsome salary, what, fucking $150,000? She was incapable of even using Excel spreadsheets. Wasn't willing to even learn to use these specific programs that the government requires. But this guy was willing to come into a research facility and start waving around an AR-15 like it's a goddamn shopping center in Buffalo, New York. You know, he was willing to kick the doors down and really Columbine it up, all in the name of getting ass, getting a little ass. See, you say that men in North America aren't willing to go the distance. You got to find yourself one of these guys, someone willing to do these types of things, ladies. You're selling yourself short. I don't know when I became such a fucking feminist. I'm getting weak over here. I'm talking about sex bedrooms. Goddamn fucking the Pope. What the hell happened? Revelation. When you become the roast battle champion, you got to take consideration in the peasants below you. Those that brought you to the dance, you know, we're trying to cover many issues in an hour, and it's very difficult, especially when you got the mind of a moron. Is this a good podcast? I highly doubt it, you know?
Was it a good podcast? It probably started out okay at best. You know, I wonder, like, first off, hats off to him, you know, nothing like, you know, when one of your boys is out and he brings a girl out and you can tell that it's just not, it's not working. It's not hitting off. He spends all this money on dates, all this money on drinks and really warming her up and making her feel good, or at least attempting to. And then that moment comes where she's just not interested, doesn't want anything to do with the guy, right? And then there's an interest with you. So that money that was spent in time and effort on his behalf worked out in your favor. See, now this is government money. He used government money instead of his own to get some ass. That's also a great move. If I'm being honest, if they were a little more open and honest on where our tax dollars went and how much went to prostitution, I would be probably A-okay with whatever number was presented. You know, clearly, prostitution is a great trade to keep the suit and ties in check, right? We all learned that with the SNC-Lavalin scandal. There was a massive prostitution bill, massive budget left in that contract to ensure that the gentlemen's rocks were off and their brains were thinking clearly. Now, it's finally out in the open of like what a little bit of a number. You know what happens. You know what happens. And it's great to know that there is a little bit of a specific number here. So $150. Or $150,000 went into this woman's pocket. Now we know. Is that the standard? Is that the going rate? A year's worth of pussy is worth about $150,000 with inflation. God, with inflation, I wonder what that bumps it up to. This has to be an old... If they're just digging this up now, this must have happened. There's no dates or nothing of when the specific timeline of... when this gentleman was then using government funds to get some high-end ass up in that research. He was doing a little bit of researching of his own, eh? More like a rear search. There it is. Got a little joke in there. That's crazy. That's great. That's beautiful. Now it's my job to sit here and soak this in and relay it to you and find these articles to display to you. You know, we all know it happens, right? And it's A-okay. If it's good enough for governments, it's good enough for us, right? But in some circumstances, I guess you just got to sit back and appreciate somebody that's playing the game. That's doing the game. Sometimes you're just on the sidelines and you're watching this game unfold in front of you and you don't know how to take it in. So, you know, it's like going to you are maybe a big hockey fan and then you go and watch rugby, Australian rules. You don't have a clue what's going on, right? You're just a spectator at that point. And you got to just appreciate the game that's happening in front of you. Like right here, right now, this is a perfect example of that. This guy saw an opportunity. He took it. Exactly like that guy that you're probably watching at the Australian rugby football game. Whatever it is. Australian football. Let's call it that. He gets a clear break. The crowd starts cheering. And you know, like, oh, something big's happening. And you just appreciate those moments. You soak them in. You give a nod to the athlete that's doing his part to entertain you. And that's what that was. That's just pure entertainment happening behind closed doors. Some countries getting some valuable information for the low price. Not even a low price. I wonder even if they were double agents, you know? So she's doubling down on her salary. Good for her. Dipping her toes. Double dipping in the old financial pond, made 150 G's, and then whatever other government agencies, not saying that this woman specifically was that, but there's a good possibility, play stupid,
send it all over. We'll unpack it. We'll give you a fat fucking bonus. Great work. That or she returns home and gets a bullet in her head. Wow. Took a dark turn. That took a dark turn. That's a great way to end the podcast. And thank you for being a listener to the Uncle Ag podcast. No fan question this week. But I do recommend that if you'd like to send a question in, let's use email. My Instagram gets shadow banned, so it can be rather difficult in finding me, but it is UncleHack69. You have to type in the whole thing, which is annoying. So just email me, UncleHack@DangerCats.tv. Send in whatever it is that you're going through, whatever questions that you have. Maybe you got a news article that you found interesting that you'd like us to talk about on the show. You could also join our Discord, which is down below in the description, to discuss other matters with other Danger Cats all across the planet. So you can join our Discord. You can check out the Patreon, where there's an extra episode of the Uncle Hack podcast waiting for you now. An extra episode every week, which will now... Oh, I just spit everywhere. My bad. Which will now also have video on top of it. Isn't that great? So now we can sit and go deeper and talk about even more wild shit, because it's behind a paywall and I can really let loose. Unlike this shit. You know, the internet is becoming a censored, watered down version of itself of what we've really been gifted in the beginning stages of it. You know, you're unable to say the things that you want to say and do the things that you want to do on it. Where on the Patreon, we go a little harder. We go a little deeper. We try and bring the jokes even more on that. Anyways, I'll quit talking. Anyways, roll credits of all the Danger Dong Patreons on, whatever. Goodbye.